Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Holly with Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots with a win in Mexico City against the Oakland Raiders yesterday. We've talked about that. We haven't mentioned this yet, but it almost seems as though trolling Ben Volen of the Boston Globe may have captured the attention of the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
How about that?
Ben Volen tweeted out at 4:22 yesterday afternoon. His tweet said, Marshawn Lynch sits during the U.S. national anthem, stands for the Mexican anthem. And he's got two pictures, one of Lynch sitting on the bench, and you can see the personnel around him all standing with their hands over their hearts. So that's the American national anthem. And then the second shot is of Lynch standing, apparently during the Mexican national anthem. Now, there's some controversy, is too strong a word. There's some disagreement about the second shot because it looks as though a member of the Oakland Raiders equipment staff is doing something to some piece of equipment or jersey area on Lynch. So it may be that he only stood during the Mexican anthem so that this guy could fix whatever it was that needed fixing on his uniform. He definitely sat during the American national anthem. Well, the President of the United States took to Twitter, was very upset, said that, well, he got it reversed, first of all. He said he stood for the Mexican anthem and then sat when the American anthem started. Too many boos, and people who were there said, no, there weren't any boos. but he said, you know, the National Football League should suspend him for the rest of the season.
He sat all year, by the way. Marshawn Lynch sits every game.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you know what the game, you said trolling Ben Volen. The president's a troll.
Okay,
so yeah. That's what he does.
No, that's just, I like using Ben's
yeah,
nickname.
Yeah, I know,
that's
But that's really what it comes down to. And this is not about Marshawn Lynch or Ben Volen or anybody else. This is what he does. He's just trying to keep this topic in the conversation. He wants to alert his followers, his major base, that this is something that is undermining society.
Been a couple
That's
of weeks, right? We haven't heard it in a few weeks, and now he's bringing it back. And so he goes after Marshawn Lynch. Also, this is the same weekend where he went after LeVar Ball.
Yeah, okay, come on.
Now, Michael, you got to choose.
Two guys who were meant for each other, really.
You got to choose LeVar Ball or Donald
Trump.
Team
Trump or Team LeVar Ball?
LeVar Ball.
Oh, really?
Come on. Of course. If I have to choose, yeah.
Right. Wasn't that hard for you?
LeVar Ball.
If those are your only two options.
That's not difficult.
Fair enough. Yeah, he was upset about it. The idea that
the president... What did LeVar say, by the way?
I think he just said, like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he downplayed how much help the president, I think, had in bringing the three UCLA players back to the United States.
Look, I feel fairly safe in saying that he might have been responsible for the three players being back in the United States.
Right, and which all three players thanked him. They all thanked him.
Although they sounded like they were making a hostage tape.
It sounded pretty scripted. Everything was scripted, but they thanked everybody involved for bringing them back.
No, I mean scripted for them.
Sure, but he was begging for an apology before they had their press conference.
Then he gets the apology.
Then they held the press conference. They all said thank you to President Trump. And then I guess LeVar Ball said, yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, shoplifting's not that big of a deal. And, like, you know, who said he helped me? Who helped who? And blah, 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 like LeVar does.
First of all, LeVar's wrong. Okay, it's a much bigger deal there than it is here. He's right. Here, shoplifting, okay, come on, you don't be a stupid idiot here. Right. And there, it was 3 to 10 years in prison. Right. They take it much more seriously.
But now,
there.
Trump is saying that
I should have left him in jail.
So now LeVar is speaking for all three of the kids?
Yeah.
First of all, two of those kids aren't his. And then one of them, who he apologized, it's just ridiculous.
Should have left him in jail. Says the President of the United States.
But you love the idea of the President of the United States tweeting at LeVar Ball. By name, tweeting LeVar Ball.
Guess who's on CNN tonight at 10 o'clock?
LeVar is?
LeVar Ball! They've got LeVar Ball coming on CNN tonight. To what? Break down diplomatic relationships?
He'll have the Big Baller Brand hat on. He'll have the Big Baller Brand shirt on.
Right.
He's going to make something. They got to ask him about Lonzo.
What
happened to your guy Lonzo the other night, Michael?
He's a marketing genius.
What happened to him?
Lover, not a fighter, Keith.
Not a team guy, apparently.
Oh, the triple-double, yeah?
No, I'm not talking about that. No. Talking about
16 rebounds.
There's a little bit of a scuffle. Good for him. A little bit of a brouhaha breaks out in front of him. He turns his back on his teammates and walks away to the bench.
Yeah, you don't want to get
coward?
You don't want to get yourself thrown out of a game, you know? You gotta
what does it matter?
You gotta model the correct behavior for your teammates.
So the teammates don't like, they'll respect that.
That was my leadership.
Coach will like that. Teammates will like that.
You are a hater.
Yeah,
coach didn't like it.
This is not about hockey, just about teammates.
Yeah.
The other night in the Bruins game, Danton Heinen gets leveled by this guy. And Patrice Bergeron and David Pastrnak jump in.
Two big fighters.
Two guys I don't want doing this. Right. Thank you. Stay away. But they jump in because it's a teammate. You know, you stick up for your teammates. Lonzo Ball sees his teammates getting a scuffle and goes, yeah, you know what? I need a Gatorade.
Lonzo's going to grab a drink. You need to do what LeBron does.
He turned his back. He looked back for a second and said,
I don't want to be a part of that. I'm just going to keep walking this way. You got to fake it like all the other superstars in the league. They just go over there, put a hand on one guy's shoulder that you know is not going to turn around, and just pretend that you're interested in it.
Well, you know, Brooke Lopez said something about it. He's like, hey, I'm a big guy. I can get in the middle and nobody, you know, they have to punch a long way to reach me. That's what you do. You get behind the seven-footer and you start barking. You just got to get behind Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, start screaming.
And just start, you know, say something.
Right.
Or you say something and you start backing up like, hey, you know, you're lucky they were on a basketball court and we got a game to play. Because if I didn't have a game to play,
I wouldn't
be walking backwards.
We'd be throwing down right now.
I'd be walking forwards, but you just keep talking.
Meet me after the game.
Yeah.
They're like, okay. Like, all right. Wait, what? No, well, we got to get out of here. We got a road game. We got to go.
Well,
I would.
We got a flight out of here.
I can't. We don't have time.
Oh, so I've got the quotes here from LeVar.
Oh, boy.
Friday night, he was asked about the president's involvement in, you know, getting the three kids out of China. He says, quote, who? What was he over there for? Don't tell me nothing. Everybody wants to make it seem like he helped me out. He did kind of help
your kid out.
He helped get your kid out of jail.
Right.
He went on to say, as long as my boy's back here, I'm fine. I'm happy with how things were handled. A lot of people like to say a lot of things that they thought happened over there. Like I told him, they try to make a big deal out of nothing sometimes. I'm from L.A. I've seen a lot worse things happen than a guy taking some glasses. My son has built up enough character that one bad decision doesn't define him. Now, if you can go back and say when he was 12 years old he was shoplifting and stealing cars and going wild, then that's a different thing. LeVar?
What?
LeVar?
What are you doing?
LeVar, according to UCLA,
yeah,
they were shoplifting in three different stores.
Right.
They didn't get enough. The sunglasses at one wasn't enough. They shoplifted in three different stores, took the stuff back to the hotel. When the Chinese police went through their room, found all the stuff, they've all three admitted what they were doing.
Yeah, there's different rules over there. So to him to say, I've seen worse in L.A., I'm sure you have. Okay, great. We've all seen worse than shoplifting. But too bad. That's what the deal is over there. And then the president helped him. Who?
Who?
What's he doing over there? I don't know. I don't know, LeVar.
This whole 10-day summit thing. And
oh, my God.
You're running the world. You need credit that much?
He does, yes.
You need credit. You need credit for UCLA basketball players. Yeah, of course he was responsible for it. He helped make it happen. But if you're not getting the proper, if it's not phrased the proper way, if it's not a proper bow down, it's going to cause you to go to Twitter. Hey, haven't you already done enough?
Like,
we know how you feel about the anthem, homie. Let's move on to something else.
He tried. He moved on to LeVar Ball.
Why does he keep talking about it? Why does he keep talking? They're not going to change for you before the season
and
is
every,
over.
And every
change.
Time things start to calm down a little bit,
right.
He ramps it
he
back up.
Intentionally.
And now, Michael, you said Marcus Peters had a tweet.
Yeah, Marcus Peters tweeted at him. He was like, you know, what's up, big dog? You know, what's up? He said, let's talk. He said, you know, you, me, Lynch, we can discuss some stuff, even though he didn't write stuff.
No.
So maybe
that'd be a good little sit down. Put that on CNN.
So maybe Trump will tweet back at Marcus Peters and say, oh, yeah, what's wrong with you guys? Since your opener, you're slumping. You suck.
Lost to the Giants?
Ratings
down.
Ratings way
sad.
Down. Sad. Lose to the Giants. They suck. You know, it's a Ben McAdoo. Bad leader. Bad.
Big win for Eli Manning, though. Huge win for him.
So. Did you see some of the play calls in that game, by the way? Did you see Travis Kelce throw an interception? They threw the ball to Travis Kelce on the left side, so he was behind the line of scrimmage. Then he takes it, runs to the center of the field, heaves it. Just heaves it up there to nobody.
Not much accuracy, but...
No, that was a tough
but
play.
Pretty good arm. And since we're talking about politics, Jerry Callahan, could you stop tweeting about these, making sexual harassment a left-right thing? It's not. You saw Charlie Rose. I don't know if you guys saw Charlie Rose had to apologize. Oh, Charlie Rose! Everybody!
Everybody's apologizing.
Charlie Rose!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Eight women.
Yeah, eight women say Charlie Rose, hey, you
know. Nudity, groping, and lewd calls. Okay. Charlie Rose?
Yeah.
We're living in a world of perverts.
Triple crown of perverted Terrible. Stuff for Charlie Rose. So Callahan tweets, another liberal icon goes down. What are they going to do? Haven't we mentioned this before? Haven't we mentioned that this is not a political thing?
No, it is
but
now.
But you can make it one.
It shouldn't be, but it is now.
You can make it one.
Your hands, your hands being at the wrong place.
Did you grab your mic there?
Oh, your hands being in the wrong place.
You got so Michael's excited.
Off the air.
Not that excited. Okay. Excited, maybe it's not the right
thing. All right.
But your hands being in the wrong place, exposing yourself, is not liberal or conservative. As I pointed out, we've had recently Weinstein. We've had
Spacey.
We've had Kevin Spacey.
C-K.
We've had the president. George, I know this hurts you, Dale. I know it hurts you.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, George Bush.
Senior.
93 years old, in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Doing this stuff in a wheelchair. So, if you want to say, I would never vote for a guy like that. You probably did. You did.
You kind of had to at one point.
If you voted for somebody like that. Because Jerry Callahan has never voted for a Democrat in his life. He absolutely voted for George Bush. So stop the nonsense.
He voted for Donald Trump. How many women accused him?
Stop the nonsense. Goodness.
He voted for Trump.
You've been sitting on that for a little bit, huh?
No, it's just, he keeps doing it. He keeps tweeting his stuff. And I mentioned it last week, and a caller came to his defense. Oh, no, Jerry meant something different. No, Jerry didn't mean anything different. He meant the same thing he wrote today. Hey, is he the only one who thinks that, just liberals are creeps? There are no conservative creeps? They're just liberals?
No, there's all kinds of creeps.
Roy Moore would be considered a conservative creep, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Wouldn't that count as a conservative creep?
He would be.
Donald Trump, for many folks, would be considered a conservative creep.
Right. Same category.
So, yes, there are some.
There are just a couple.
You don't even have to search for them all.
Just a couple.
You're getting all hot and bothered by this.
But I'm not sure Jerry
never. Are you surprised?
Jerry never voted for any of them, though.
No.
No, he's above that. Wouldn't vote for him. Just tweets about the liberal icons falling. Everybody's falling.
Yeah, everybody, literally every single day.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, if you're one of these creeps... Fall.
Good.
He also had a classy tweet about Terry Glenn today, I thought. He had a tweet saying that he's known Terry Glenn a little bit, and he was a, what was the word about how he drove?
Drove like a maniac.
Drove like a maniac was his quote. I was like, whoa. I saw that like a few minutes after I saw the news about Terry Glenn. So I was like, yikes. But I guess you may, why don't you get out there with your opinion on it. So there we go.
Yeah, we don't know any of the details of this accident.
We have no idea. We have no idea.
I mean,
how many cars?
I don't know if he was driving like a maniac or not.
Was,
I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know if he got T-boned by a pickup truck at a stop sign. Is somebody running a stoplight? We don't
no
know
clue.
The details.
Not yet.
Actually, it's kind of strange in some respects. We don't know anything that I've seen.
I bet we will by this time tomorrow.
Yes.
I would guess.
If not sooner.
Other than the fact that I had that one tweet that I saw, evidently a friend of the family who tweeted out the video of him proposing, and it said that his fiance was also injured in the accident, it said.
All right,
so that's all I know. I mean, beyond the fact that he apparently... I didn't know he lived in Irving, Texas, which is where this accident happened. I guess it makes sense. He finished his career with the Cowboys, right?
Yes.
Right.
Decided he'd settle there, and that's unfortunately where the accident took place. 617-779-7937 as we get back to the calls with you. Brian's on the truck phone. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing great,
Brian.
Michael, you know, honestly, I'm very disappointed in you. You have a lot of hate for our president. You never address President Trump as president. It's always Trump. And I really have a problem with that. I listen to EEI all day, and then when it comes to your show in the afternoon, I have a real issue with that, Michael.
I don't have any hate for anybody. I'm not a fan of the president, but I don't hate anybody.
You should respect the president and address him as the president.
Like, I've called him the president.
President Obama, I didn't vote for him.
Right.
I didn't agree with his policies.
Right.
But I respected him because he was my president.
Well, I've called him President. I've called him President Trump before.
I just called him President Trump now.
President Trump. Yes, President Trump. I'm still not. I am not a fan of President Trump. I don't like some of the things that he has done. I have a real problem with some of the things that he has done. So there
we
go.
That's okay, Mike. That's okay. But when you address him,
Don't say I have hatred for him.
Well,
I don't have
when
any.
You talk about it. You know, you make fun
yes,
of him.
I'm passionate in my disagreement with some of the things that he has done. I'm fine with
well,
that. I will not apologize for that. I think my comments about him have been appropriate. My feelings about the president are appropriate. So
let's get back to these three college kids from UCLA.
So we disagree.
They should be worshiping the ground that Trump walks on. If it wasn't for the President Trump, they would be still in China.
They all said thank you.
They all thanked him by name.
And the last thing that came out of their mouth is they thanked the president.
So thank you's not enough. What else should happen?
Oh, come on, Michael.
I'm asking you to answer the question.
Everybody else, and by the way, we kudos to the President of the United States. Well, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, those kids would be in jail for 5 to 10 years.
Okay, so they should have put him first instead of not least.
Because if it wasn't for Donald
Trump. So is that better?
So
if you thank him first and you don't have a problem with the kids, if they say, hey, first, before I say anything, before I talk about my mistakes, I just want to say thank you, President Trump, for getting me out of there. And then if they continue,
that's
you're okay with it?
Right.
Okay. All right. So who cares? They said it first. They said it fifth.
Maybe
who
they
cares?
Saved the best for last.
They said it.
Sir?
No. I could see that we had gone as far as this
discussion was
going to go. Francis is in New Hampshire. Hey, Francis.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Michael?
What's going on?
What's up?
I want to address this LeVar Ball, Donald Trump situation.
Yeah.
And by the way, Donald J. Trump, the biggest con man going. You can call him the president if you want, but I don't.
He is. No, he is.
Michael.
He is. But that,
he is the president.
He's the president. That,
right,
didn't,
the president.
That didn't change the way
sure.
I feel about him. I mean, right. I can call him that. He is that. But so what?
Yeah. So what? So
I mean, that's, you know, part of you know that's part of you know being an American citizen is that you can criticize the president robustly and legally.
Exactly. Well, just as you know, I lived in China for about a year. Okay. And this shoplifting situation over there is like, if you get arrested for shoplifting over there, hand a guy a $20 bill, okay? Hand the police a $20 bill. Matter dissolved, okay? This whole idea that Trump did something spectacular is
I don't think you're right, Francis.
I am right on this. If the only thing you would get in trouble for over there if you're an American citizen if you're criticizing the regime in some public place. Other than that, these minor charges like that are handled by these officials.
These weren't minor
money.
Charges. They stole stuff in three different stores.
I understand that, but still, these types of charges are not handled in the same way that we do over here. All these officials over there take money. If you want anything done,
and
over
what
there,
do you base this
money.
Knowledge on, Francis?
You said he lived there.
I lived there for a year.
I'm being over there for a year.
Did you ever deal with the police in regards to this?
I dealt with the police, but not in regards to criminal charges. I dealt with the police in regards to getting documents and getting things done. And I also know of other people who were living over there, and while they were there, were arrested for certain charges, and all you do is pay off certain officials. And these charges go bye-bye. The fact that we're making a big publicity out of this all has to do with because these guys were basketball players, right? And they were basketball players. Trump was over there. And because of this whole knowledge, they made this big deal out of it. I don't agree with LeVar Ball for the most part because he's an idiot. But when he, I do agree with him that this is not a big deal. If LeVar had gone over there and paid a few dollars, his son would have been walking out of there in a couple of months.
Francis, he was there. He could have done exactly what you just described. He didn't because he couldn't.
But the other issue was that Trump. But
the president, did not arrange for their release until after the team had left, after LeVar had left, after the president had left. Sorry, I'm not buying the stuff you're selling here. If all LeVar Ball had to do was throw a couple of big baller brand shoes around and slip a couple of 20s here or
there on layaway,
they'd have been out already. They weren't out.
Do you think the story, if it wasn't LeVar Ball's kid involved, how much of this would have been in the headlines, you think? Like, say three players, who are they playing, like the opponent, who are they playing, Texas or whoever, Oklahoma, whatever it was? If three players, I think it probably would have popped up for sure.
I think it still would be a big story.
Still a big story?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. LeVar Ball three players from UCLA getting arrested would have been a big
probably.
Deal. I mean, I didn't know the other two names, but
right.
Let's be honest, LiAngelo Ball ain't that good a player either.
No, he's not.
Here's the other thing. Neither will... In 5 years, nobody will remember the other two names either. I mean, we already have
right,
been five
right.
years.
Right, no clue.
Nobody will remember the other two. But you'll know, somehow LeVar Ball is involved.
Right.
His kid. So it will – because
when LiAngelo is coaching Chino Hills, we'll be like, remember when he got arrested in China?
617-779-7937. We've got some headphones we're going to give away because we like to. JBL headphones that we'll give away in just a few minutes. Our final drive with head coach Bill Belichick at about 5:40. Dale and Holly with Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Since the Celtics hit 12 or more three-pointers on Saturday night, we get to give away a pair of JBL headphones. So be the ninth caller at 617-931-0937 to win a pair of JBL wireless headphones. WEEI is how you listen to Celtics coverage. JBL cutting-edge wireless headphones and speakers is how you feel like you're there. JBL, the official sound of Jason Tatum, the Celtics, and the NBA. Be the ninth caller to 617-931-0937 to win a pair of JBL wireless headphones.
This is not just a nice little streak by the Celtics. They win tonight against the Mavericks, a bad team.
Worst team.
Yeah, so they beat them. That would be 16 straight. And if you look at the teams that have won 16 straight in NBA history, there are no chumps. It's just that number.
You don't get to that number.
But there have been some chumps.
Winning streaks bad teams.
Some chumps who have gotten up there. Like the 08 Rockets won like 22 in a row. The Clippers had a long winning streak, like 18 or 19 games. But 16 game streaks, you know, the Celtics did it and made it to the finals. The Lakers, the 99-2000 Lakers, they made it to the finals and they won it. The 91 Lakers did it, but lost in the finals. So if you look
at the Warriors recently,
The Bucks, the 71 Bucks, they won the championship. They win 16 straight.
You are
going to be hanging around. So this whole story about the Celtics and they're a year ahead of time, they're a year early, but hey, they're a year early, so deal with them.
But it's also crazy, and Brad Stevens has even said that they haven't played great over this stretch, and that's true. Like, you look at all the times they've been down, and not just to the Warriors, who's a great team, but even some inferior teams, they dig themselves some holes because they don't play particularly well for a quarter, sometimes a half. But then they're still able to turn it on and win games. So it's been pretty impressive. They won a game without Kyrie Irving. They won a couple of games without Al Horford. They were able to win a crazy game where you had to be so excited to be and all amped up to play the Warriors. And then 2 days later, you play the Hawks. Like, that's a bit of a come down, right? The Hawks are one of the worst teams in the league. You don't play all that great, and yet you still win that game as well. So now they're playing the worst team in the league tonight in the Mavericks. You'd be surprised if they didn't extend it to 16.
Did you see it on Saturday night? After they beat the Hawks and came back against them and finished them off, Mike Gorman asked Scal, said, you know, go figure. You lose Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder, two of the better defenders on the Celtics team from last year, and you get better defensively. How do you figure it out? And Scal, and I agree with him, said, pretty simple. Youth and athleticism. I mean, you look at the length and athleticism, too. I mean, you look at Jason Tatum and you look at Jaylen Brown. I mean, those guys can cover up a lot of mistakes. And you're talking about, it's such a big switching game now in the NBA.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right, Jaylen Brown gets caught in the switch. If he's on Kevin Durant, blocked a shot the other day. Right. If he's on Kevin Durant or if he's on a 6'4", 6'5", two guard, he's going to be fine. And even Al Horford on some switches. Look at that. You've talked about it, Keith. The number of players, the range of the skill sets.
Oh, you got Horford and Baines.
Horford has guarded this year.
Oh, yeah, Horford can guard everybody from Simmons to Antetokounmpo, everybody in between. But then you have Baines, so you have another sort of big guy that can anchor the defense. We have Kyrie Irving going for all these steals. Marcus Morris has been solid.
Yeah, Kyrie's
smart
playing
and Rozier.
Defense.
Yeah, which he's never done. Whether it was his 8 games at
Duke,
but
he's still pretty good at it.
He's great. I mean, he's got a tough matchup almost every night because there's so many good point guards in the league. But then you get Smart and Rozier off the bench. They're playing defense. The young guys are playing defense, which you don't typically see. You know, Jason Tatum, when they drafted him, said, all right, here's an offensive player. But even he is fit right in defensively.
How about a couple of those drives he had down the lane on Saturday?
It's not pretty easy.
You know, kind of coast to coast and like, wait a minute, let me just split the defense and just throw it down over people. He did that a couple of times.
One time I think there was 5 Hawks all just watching him. And he's like, you guys can step in there and take a charge or something.
No, you're not going to do it? Okay, I'll just take it to the well.
Be like Lonzo. I'll just turn
I'm going to go this way.
I'll be over here if you need me. A couple of quick things. Malcolm Mitchell's Instagram account, 2 hours ago, picture of him in uniform, on the field, pointing, saying, missing that feeling. I'm working. I'm coming. Sounds like Malcolm Mitchell is perhaps returning enough
way,
to
huh?
health to return to this lineup.
And Philip Dorsett is just figuring it out. He was just getting in the action.
Maybe not.
No. Extra effort? No, is that what he said?
No.
Second effort? Your boy, Tony Romo.
He's growing on you, though, I think. I think you like Romo.
I laughed a couple times.
Romo's
yesterday.
Funny, but I don't. My fear is for him, with such a huge audience for all these games, they're not going to get some of his sense of humor is not for everybody.
Right.
They're going to be like, what is he talking about? Almost got it. Like, he was nowhere near. You're like, yeah, that's part of it.
Fourth and one.
What he's going for.
Fourth and one. Second effort.
Where's the sarcasm font?
No, people don't get it. They'll have no idea.
And finally, this AP story out of Dallas with at least a few details. According to police, Terry Glenn was driving when his vehicle left the highway, struck a concrete barrier and rolled.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn was ejected.
Mm-hmm.
The police said the fiance was taken to a hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Oof. Her name and further details weren't released. They had no immediate information on whether or not the couple wore seatbelts. My guess is Terry at least was not. But it was a one-vehicle rollover crash. Happened at about 12:18 this morning. He was pronounced dead at 1 a.m. at Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas.
Man.
So that's as many details as we have. Back to the calls with you guys. Nick's in Dorchester. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Good. Am I on?
Yeah,
you're on the air. Yes.
Just turn the radio down. We're good.
I was going to say, I am definitely no fan of the giant orange narcissist. And I think it was childish of him to plead for... So thank you, but typical of him, I thought that what the boys did was fine, and it should have stayed at that. And it's unfortunate that the giant black narcissist had to intervene. And
what are you doing here?
We were.
Yeah, I got you. Orange and black.
Orange is the new black.
I don't have Andy's. Blow up button here.
Yeah,
otherwise,
okay.
that was going down.
We're fine.
Next Monday, we'll find that. I think we need
more. They did owe the President of the United States a thanks. They gave it, whether it was scripted or not, is beside the point. And LeVar was a dope when he said, "Who?
Right?
What did he have to do with it?" Yeah, well, he had a lot to do with it. He didn't have to get involved at all, and he might be the reason your kid's not in jail right now. So, LeVar, either say nothing or say thank you. I appreciate it.
Right, but then to beg for an apology or beg for a thank you and then to follow it up by saying I should have left them all over there.
Oh, it's just stupid.
Just ridiculous. Like, and then LeVar's going to be asked about it, and like neither one of these guys will ever let somebody else have the last word.
They
so this is going to roll on for a while.
That's
this
why it's
continue.
The perfect presidential ticket in 3 years.
Trump ball.
Those guys.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Merge those guys together.
I promise you LeVar will say something egregious and stupid tonight on CNN.
CNN for LeVar Ball.
Yes.
It's what he does. It's who he is.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
He will do something that will, you know, amp this thing up.
God.
Now, he's got this reality show that they're working on right now, too. So he's probably looking at this as content, right?
Absolutely he is.
I got the president talking about me. I'm going on CNN to talk about the president.
Where do you go from there? At that point, you got to say LeVar Ball is one.
I'm talking about him. I said it a while ago.
Yeah, he's got whatever he wants at this point.
Yes, he's won. He's won it.
I don't know how the shoes are doing.
He's got.
Does Lonzo even wear the shoes?
I remember he wasn't
in the summer. He was wearing like everything else,
like Nike.
Yeah, he's wearing every other brand.
Yeah, just trying it out. That's what you know. Big baller brand. All about flexibility. No,
what?
It's all about wearing those shoes. But no, he has got. He's got it. All you got to do is just you just scream from the rooftops. You say a couple of crazy things. You don't have to back him up, and you'll be famous. That's the recipe for fame, and he's gotten it.
Our final drive with head coach Bill Belichick coming up in just a few minutes. Sports Radio WEEI.
Boston Sports.